Mishnah 7, Avanim Shezizasan Hamacharesha, if there's stones which the plough had turned over and they're lying on the floor there, or Shemukusos Veniskalu, or they were covered at some point and now they're uncovered. Let's say there was soil or whatever that's been washed away. If these stones are so big that it's the load of two men, which again we'll see in the following Mishnah what this load of two men is, Hareli Natlu, so then it can be removed. The stone can be removed. But it's got to be a big stone. It can't be, what it's saying over here is that there's a big stone in the field. Then it can be removed. A masakel es sadayu, somebody, if he's clearing stones from his field, notel es ha'alyonis, he can take the top one, umaniach es ha'noigos ba'aretz, but he has to leave the stones touching the ground. He can't, whatever's touching the ground, he can't remove, because then he's clearly removing them for, you know, the ground. V'chein gargia shel tsurus or gal shel avanim. And so too, a heap of pebbles or a pile of stones, notel es alyonos, he can take the top ones, umaniach es hanoigos ba'aretz, but he's got to leave the ones touching the floor. Im yesh tachtam sela or kash, but if there was underneath the stones a rock or straw, so now we know he's not taking it for the field because there's rock or straw underneath it anyway. Haray elu yinatelu. So then in this case, he can remove even what's touching the floor.